Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
So in this episode of Mind Pump, now for those of you who've been listening to Mind Pump for the last 4 years, you're going to hear stories that we've told in the past. But here's what we did. We compiled and put together a list of the commandments that people need to know and understand when they work in a gym, when they work out in a gym, I should say.
The 21 commandments.
There's 21 commandments. So if you work out in a gym, especially if you work in a gym, you need to know these and learn these. It's more than gym etiquette. Again,
obey these laws.
We went up to the top of the mountain, came down with the commandments that you all need to follow yeah. when you work out.
A burning bush told us.
In the gym. Now, before the episode starts, I want to let everybody know and remind everybody that MAPS Anywhere is 50% off. Now remember, MAPS Anywhere is our equipment-free program designed for just your body weight and some bands. It's extremely effective. It's great for travel. It's great as a way to mix things up, give your body novel stimulus. It's half off. Here's what you do to get the discount. Go to mapswhite.com. That's M-A-P-S-W-H-I-T-E. .com and use the code ANYWHERE50 for the discount. That's ANYWHERE50, no space, to get that discount. This promotion will not be back until late next year, so make sure you take advantage of it. And that's it. Here we are. The commandments for the gym. 21 of them. Learn them. You know what we need to do?
What?
I think we need to visit a topic that is, of all the topics that we've covered on the podcast, protein intake, carbs, fats, lifting weights, doing cardio,
building muscle,
wellness, health, gut health, you know, emotional connections to food. Like, of all the topics we've done, there's one that is probably the most
important than
the whoa. Most important that we have
I
not
agree.
And you didn't name it right there
that we have not talked about.
Let me hear it.
That I think we need to cover.
Well, you know why? Because, like, have you been to a commercial gym in a while?
Yeah, a couple times.
Dude.
Recently, I know.
People need to hear this episode.
We need to teach people again how to behave in gyms.
Yeah. Oh, gym etiquette.
Gym etiquette. Let's cover gym etiquette. And let's go down the list of things. And what I want to do.
Like manner school.
Yeah, and let's, I mean, here's the thing. I want the audience to understand, because I know what's going to happen. We're going to talk about certain things, and people are going to think, oh my God, that's so funny that happened one time. No.
No, these have frequented.
Here's the rules. The rules of this game is, because I want everybody to know this etiquette, let's talk about things that happen a lot.
Okay, yeah. No.
Not like one time off random shit. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about stuff that actually happens a lot. So I'll open with one that I think is quite important. This is a big one. I'm sure everybody listening has experienced getting on a machine and being bathed in a pool of someone else's sweat.
Disgusting.
Yeah, this has to be one of the worst things of all time.
Bring your especially towel. When it's just like that greasy, like bacon grease kind of oh, sweat.
Where the head goes?
Yeah, you kind of slide into the machine. You're like, ugh.
Oh, hey. Yeah, I hate that. When you see the head mark.
I feel like you shouldn't even have to talk about that one. I feel like you would feel guilty when you do that.
Dude, how many times?
You know when you leave that much. You know when you're sweating that bad.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
And you see the imprint when you get up.
It lines your body like perfectly.
Well, the best part about it is when you go and talk to a member this was a daily thing for me. You would go talk to a member about, hey, can you wipe off your sweat? They would they'd get all pissed off and shocked.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you mad?
That was a gift.
So what's your thoughts then on what part of that does the gym own? Do you think that it's full responsibility on the person who comes in there that you should bring a towel to her? Or do you think that the gym, because like one of the things that I think American Barbell does, or the old Golds, that I think is, because everybody has probably gone to the gym before and forgotten their towel.
Mm-hmm.
So either one, should you have the availability to grab a towel, or like what I like what Golds does is they have like, I don't know.
The paper towels and
spray. Yeah, paper towels and spray mounted throughout the gym. So in case you did forget your towel, you can walk over and you can,
I like
that's
that.
A good move.
Yeah, I think that's a smart move to do it that way. Because if you go to like a super high end gym, then you got staff following
you get
people
towel
around.
Towel service.
But at 24, when we worked there, they didn't have the towels, you know, the paper towels. I remember one time, do you guys remember DJ? Do you guys ever know DJ?
Dinsmore?
Yeah. Great dude.
Jazzy Jeff.
Love him, right? Good friend of mine. He's also from Boston. He's now a cop, but he was ex-military. Cool guy, didn't take any shit. And I loved working with him because he was a pit bull. And I could literally tell him, you need to go talk to this dude over there. And then I'd watch and see what happened. Hmm. There was a repeat offender at Santa Teresa 24. It was this dude that was big dude who was just, he was hairy and sweaty. He was one of the sweatiest human beings I've ever seen in my life. I couldn't believe he wasn't dehydrated from all the sweat. Anyway, several times I'd tell him, bring your towel. And then I think it was like the third or fourth time. And I told him, the next time you come in here, yeah, and sweat on the equipment, I'm going to force you to buy a towel or you're going to have to leave. So either buy a towel or you leave. And the towels were like $3. They were nothing. Yeah, right? So he comes, no towel. And I'm like waiting. I'm like, let's see what happens. Sure enough, he's sweating all over the pec deck. So I'm like, DJ, can you do me a favor?
Let's regulate.
Yeah, can you go talk to him?
Ironically, that's probably the same guy I used to play pickup ball with. Always the guy that takes his shirt off first. Yeah, yeah. Fucking slimes me and
backs
when
you
I'm going
up in
into
the post.
The hole. Yeah. Yeah. Just does that backup move where he's just trying to bump me with his butt.
I think that's like an old man move.
Oh,
that's it is. And then he does a hook shot. Yeah. And it's just disgusting. Sweat flies everywhere.
That's an old man strategy move, dude. Right there. It's like, I can't run with the young kids anymore, but I can post them up with my shirt off and get them soaking.
Yeah, because you're trying, like, you know, establish your ground, but you're sliding off of him. It's just,
dude, you should have seen DJ though. He goes over to him, tells him to buy a towel, and the guy goes, no, I'm not going to buy a towel. So DJ just stands in front of him like hella close, and he goes, no joke, he goes, make your move. And I'm like, oh shit, it's about to go down.
He got his Terminator and glasses
the dude bought a towel, which it worked out really well, but he's like, make your move. And I'm like, did I make a mistake? Yeah. Sending DJ out there to fucking
confront
this
guy. He's the enforcer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's good.
But that's got to be one of the worst ones. Let's think. What else? What are some?
What do you guys think about the people that don't wear deodorant to the gym?
Oh, God.
Man.
How do you approach that? That's a tough conversation.
It is a tough one because some cultures.
Somebody needs to say something.
Some cultures don't, right?
They don't allow.
Well, I don't know if it's some cultures. No, some cultures
don't.
Some
cultures, but also hippies. I mean, like, there's this one guy, right? Dude, he's always. And it's the worst because he'll wear a tank top. And he does pull-ups all the time, and it's the most ripe, like, the whole room changes into this oniony cloud.
Ugh.
And, like, nobody says anything. So I had to say something to him.
What did you say?
I was like, you know what? We all smell this.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I was like, you know, I have deodorant in the locker room if you need to borrow some. And it's like, I just got to a point where I think now I'm like older, you know, like I feel comfortable saying something, but it was because you look at everybody's face in the gym around it and they were all turned away like, whoa,
bro.
You're terrorizing us.
So you want to know what I did? Goddamn, I was a terror. There's a lot of stuff that we did that for sure would have got us fired today. So I don't know how I didn't get fired for doing half the stuff, but there was a dude that used to come into the gym and he wore the same tank top. Every time he worked out, it had sweat stains on it, you know, yellow sweat stains. And he was just, it was literally like if you walked by you, it was a human onion that just walked by and would just create this. And I used to tell him, I literally took him aside once and I said, hey, man, I love the fact that you work out so consistently. We value our members tremendously, especially the consistent ones. Mm. So this is kind of embarrassing for me to say, but you know, you have a strong smell, which happens when you work out. If you wouldn't mind washing your shirt and wearing deodorant. So I had this conversation with him.
It's my lucky t-shirt.
I had this conversation with him.
Hit all my PRs in this.
That's right.
Two times. Yep. And as you guys know, if you work in a gym for a while, there's certain members that everybody starts to know because of something. Like, oh, that's the guy that never unracks his
sweaty
way.
Betty over
Yeah, there's yeah. Stinky onion guy, right? So. You want to know what I did? That was fucking terrible. I would have got fired for today. So I'm like, I couldn't take it anymore. He's like, he's not doing it. So while he was doing shoulder press, I got the spray deodorant.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God, dude.
Oh, my God.
And I told
you would be fired for that today.
And I told my staff, I'm like, watch this. And so as he goes up to do the shoulder press, I go next to him and I go, and he puts it down the dumbbells.
That's proactive.
I had to, bro.
Yeah,
that's
the relationship you have to have with your members to get away with something like that.
Oh, bro. Yeah.
Please, if you have a gym, don't do that today.
I didn't care at that point. I was like, go ahead and get pissed off, man. I talked to you 2 times and you're offensive.
Yeah, how do you do that? Like, I mean, signs don't work. Mm. You know, like, do you just like tell them as you're having them sign up for their membership? Like, look, here's the rules.
Yeah, dude, signs don't work. You're telling me, bro. I put the biggest, clearest signs next to the hand dryers.
Yeah.
Clear. Like,
we could go off on hand dryers.
And I had to put it next to the hand dryer. And it said, hand dryers are for hands only. Because
only hands.
And I don't know if women do this in the women's locker room. I've never been in there. Well, you know, obviously I've never been in the women's locker room, but in the men's locker room
lately,
this happens.
I can imagine.
Yeah. I'm not trying to. I don't want to wrap myself out. this was so common. I had to do this that there were dudes that would blow dry their junk.
And their crack. And I don't know how many times I walked into the
gym.
Nobody
wants to see that.
The locker room and saw a guy bent over.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Spreading his cheeks.
Yes.
Spreading cheeks?
Yes. Yes. Wow.
Yes. Open.
That is,
open. The first time I saw this is when I first became a trainer. Because there's two shocking things that happened to me the first time I went to do gym. Because I was young when I went to a gym. I was 15, I think, when I had my first membership. And I was shocked to see just grown men walking around naked the first time. I got over that real quick, right? Whatever.
It was exciting at first.
When I first became a trainer, I remember the first time I saw this. I went into the locker room to use the bathroom, and there's a guy, because the hand dryers are next to the sink, so it's not like they're in a place that's, convenient to dry your junk. So they're next to the sink for hands. There was a dude with his leg, and he was a short guy too, so he was like almost like his leg
putting
was way
his
up,
leg up on the counter.
On the counter.
Yes, I've seen it. I've seen it, bro.
And he's waving his hand around like this, so he's flipping his dick around, excuse my language, flipping it around, getting it dry. And then I realize I'm an 18-year-old trainer, and I'm like, wait a minute. All the air that's in this room has been blown off his dick.
Wow. Stupid.
Yeah. So I left.
This guy's particles are just flying around.
So you know what I did? I put, at one point I got so irritated, and the whole staff thought it was funny or whatever. I made a sign that with, I drew like stick figures of a man with his leg up on the counter, a man bending over, and I put a big circle and a cross over it.
Yeah.
And then I put one where he's drying his hands, and I put like a star around it. Like, it's like, okay, fine. If you can't read this shit,
I feel
maybe
like
you can see the
that's
sign.
Another one of those like old man things. And it reminds me of another thing that should be a rule, which is the order that you put clothes on.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for some reason, in the men's bathroom, and once you get above the age of 50, it all of a sudden becomes okay to walk around in a t-shirt with no underwear or pants on.
It's like they
just
go hat,
brushing
socks.
Your teeth, shaving your beard, and just
shirt.
Like really, what you get into your locker, you look at all your stack of clean clothes, and your underwear's right there, and you go, I'm going to put the t-shirt on right now. T-shirt's going on right now. I'm going to get to the underwear 10 minutes later after I'm done shaving my beard and brushing my teeth.
Oh, what's happening on SportsCenter?
Yeah. And then they come up to you and
they forget. They forget to put the pants on.
Oh, then you walk in and they come up and, hey, Sal, what's going on, man? Hey, man.
Great workout out there, huh?
How you been? I had a guy try to hug me. He had a t-shirt on.
Naked?
He had a t-shirt on, and it was a long fight. Okay, granted, it was a long t-shirt, so it was kind of like a little bit of a nightgown. But you could see the bottom of things, if you know what I mean. You can picture put that in your mind.
Thank you.
Socks on.
This is gym etiquette, not Sal's favorite moment.
This is, yeah. And he walks up to me, he's like, what's up, buddy? He tries to give me a hug, and I did the forearm block that you learn, you know, like distance,
whoa,
you know, or whatever.
Great space.
But yeah, you should definitely put underwear on. Is it weird that we have to talk about this?
No, I think it's important.
Yeah, it's true.
Because it happens frequently.
Yeah, it's true, dude. It's true.
Now, that's locker room stuff, but I think there's a lot of etiquette that needs to be talked about inside the weight room, which is, and I think the number one pet peeve that I used to have, and it used to piss me off when I couldn't catch the motherfucker that did this. But it's normally the guy who does this. This is guys are notorious for this. Not to say that girls may not do this either, but you see the guy who loads up the leg press
Thank you.
All
thank
the
you.
Way to the end. So he's doing, you know, 1,000 pounds.
Yeah, one rep.
Your
one
leg press gym hero.
He's going around the gym collecting all the 45s from all the benches and all the squat racks, bringing it over the leg press to load it up, stack it as many ways we can. And then he gets under there. And by the way, it's a good half hour, 45-minute process for this guy to through his three sets of this.
He's got
to
get the hype going first.
And then he does 3 to 4 inches range of motion on the leg press. Yeah. And then when the motherfucker's done, he walks away and just leaves it.
Walks away.
And leaves all the weights on there.
Yeah, you know what?
Meanwhile, I'm in the squat rack. I'm like, where's all the 45s?
Yeah.
I'm looking everywhere. This guy.
So Justin has to squat with a bunch of quarters.
Yeah.
Because the dude took... you know what's...
Yeah, like 10 quarters. Like, yeah.
You know what's making me laugh about this? Because it's true. That's very... You're 100% correct. It's... I don't think I've ever seen a woman do that. And have you guys ever seen, I guess they do too, but it's usually men, probably the ratio is 8 to 1 of people who don't put their weights away, right? It's usually guys that leave their weights around, and it makes me laugh because it's kind of like, this is what we get in trouble for at home, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not putting shit away.
Yeah.
They just extend it to the gym, I guess.
Yeah, that's pretty much, well, that's the same thing. I think it's because it's all the hygiene stuff, like you see, like you have to do that at home. Like, there's a lot of things you got to do at home before you come to the gym. One of them being, I think this is your people, Adam. I'm sorry. I'm going to call them out.
My people.
Yeah, your people. The ones that bring the gallon jug of water, right? But they don't bring it already filled.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because I'll
fill this up, like, at the water fountain. I'm standing there. Oh, just another couple minutes, bro. Another couple minutes. I'm sitting there just thirsty and
normally
dry.
I defend the gallon of water. I totally would defend the gallon of water. But I will get on board with you. It is annoying if you're filling your gallon up at the watering hole.
Yeah, like, come on, man.
It does take, with the way the faucet drips out, I mean, it does take, like, probably 10 minutes to fill up a gallon.
And you have to do it tilted?
Yeah.
Because the water, like...
Yeah,
you're messing up my workout here, bro.
What was that? What did you guys do at Capitol when people wouldn't put their dumbbells away? I loved this.
I think this was one of the most brilliant things we ever did.
If not the most brilliant.
And you can't get away with this again, probably today. But it was probably one of the messiest gyms. It's also one of the most popular gyms as far as traffic. And during what we call prime time, 5, 6 p.m. at night, the weight room would get... just, it would be crazy. There would not be a single dumbbell on the dumbbell rack. There wouldn't be a single plate on the plate rack. It would just be a disaster. And I can't remember what GM I was working with, and he talked about blocking it off. And I'm like, oh, this is, what a great idea. And we announced it over the loudspeaker, and it was like 5 o'clock. Everyone,
so
please
great. Exit
the free weight room now, please. And we came in, and we brought all the staff in, and we made everybody step out of the free weight area. We took yellow caution tape, cautioned it off, and everyone's like, what the fuck's going on? And then we, as a team and as a staff, we re-racked weights.
And they had to wait.
And they watched all of us clean it.
Beautiful.
And I was going around telling all the pissed off members, hey, listen, we're going to do this every day at 5 o'clock. If we can't hold each other accountable to keeping the weight room clean. We did that about 3 times, I think, before it really caught on. And then you found other members calling other members out that would leave their weights. It was beautiful. It was probably one of the smartest things that we ever did. But again, one of those things that I think that you could get away with 15 years ago.
Because later on, like you said, people wouldn't let other people not leave because they'd be like, hey, put your weights away because they know you're gonna shut down the weight room.
There's a consequence to it.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's what people need to understand that like if you keep doing this, something will happen.
I also think it's one of those things that's just weird that we just don't. Most people are in the gym to build muscle and burn fat, and carrying your weights back and putting them away only adds to that. You could burn a couple extra calories walking it back to where it belongs.
Isn't that funny?
You might build a little bit more muscle.
They want the front spot in the parking lot. They're the first ones to they just leave everything there.
Have you ever guys?
Oh, I'm done.
You guys ever see people getting like arguments over parking for the front?
Yeah.
And then they get in, so they'd fight for the front. I actually saw
a piece of cardio equipment.
Yeah, I saw two women yelling at each other.
Yeah.
And so the irony. So she had to go park a little further, walk in, and she gets on the treadmill. I'm like, you could have walked from the parking lot. It's an extra walk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There is no logic there whatsoever.
Zero.
No. I like your idea, though, with the weight rack. I think it spread because we started doing something like that, too, and I think you guys probably started
Oh, it was brilliant, and it wasn't my idea. Somebody else had brought it up. I just thought it was brilliant, too, and I was all on board. I'm like, that's an excellent idea because it was put on the trainers back then, at least. It was put on the trainers to keep the weight room clean. So it was my trainers and I were always having to clean up the room. I'm like getting so fed up with picking up behind everybody every single day that I was like, man, how am I going to teach these members to do this? And he came up with that. I was like, man, that's brilliant. And
dude,
it worked, man.
What's crazy to me is how some of the weird ones that you'd think are just unique, like, oh, this is a one-off.
Oh, yeah.
But then you would see it repeatedly. And then not only that, but when we all first started working together, because most of our audience knows, we didn't work in the same gym. Adam and Justin worked in the same gym, but the three of us had never worked in the same gym. We just knew of each other. And we worked same gyms, but at different times. Like if I ran one club and then I left or whatever, and then Adam would pop in. But we never worked in the same clubs at the same time, I should say. And it's weird to me that some of the weird shit that you think, this doesn't happen a lot. I would first bring it up to you guys and you'd be like, oh yeah, that happens at this one. And one of those things is the dude that shaves in the jacuzzi. I can't believe
that happened to you too, man.
I'll never forget the day I got called in to, because a lot of times I was the one who probably went and talked to a lot of members. When I come into a club, I try to become the mayor of my club and meet all my members. And because I was that guy, I was also, it was also my responsibility a lot of times to talk to these types of members. And I'll never forget being told that there was a guy in the jacuzzi shaving his beard. And I was just like, what do you mean he's in the jacuzzi shaving? They're like, go look. And I'm like, I walk in the wet room.
It's happening right now.
And I'm not going to lie. I stood there and watched him for a few minutes because I was just so blown away that somebody would be sitting in a jacuzzi, a public jacuzzi, shaving their beard, rinsing their stubbles off in the water they're basking in, and then shaving it again. And I'm like, well, and I walked over just the guy. Whistling. And I was just like, you don't see anything wrong with this picture at all?
Nope.
Like, yeah. And just
he didn't even register.
Yeah, he looked back at me like I was crazy.
Yeah.
And I actually thought, am I crazy? Is this not weird? Is this normal somewhere that I don't know about?
I don't know.
But that was
the thing, I guess.
That was a crazy one, man. And that one is, and I did see repeat offenders on that. And you would think we shouldn't have to talk about these things, but they do. They happen more than once.
I feel like the pool in general brings a lot of weirdness. You know.
Oh,
like,
yes.
So I had a time where I saw a guy actually jump directly out of the pool and was like, oh, man, I need to catch my set of curls right away. You know, I'm just going to get out. I'm going to be dripping wet. I'm going to be in a Speedo, and I'm going to go right up to the mirror and just rep it out.
Yes.
And then go right back into the pool.
Yes.
Like, who the fuck?
I've had to talk to people about that exact thing. And I've had to talk to people who go from the sauna, straight from the sauna, to the treadmill or to work out. So they're dripping sweat and they go straight into the gym, lay on a bench or sit on a machine.
Yeah.
And I do the same thing, Adam. I go up to them. And what I used to do is I'd sit there and stare at them. Because it was shocking to me that they didn't realize what they were doing was disgusting.
They just don't even know.
And what I'm hoping for, which never happened, but I was hoping for that they would have a realization like, oh, wait. Oh, yeah, this is weird.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be doing this.
Oh, somebody's watching me.
But instead, they'd be like, can I help you? Like, yeah, you can help me.
Yeah.
How about if you don't fucking leave your disgustingness everywhere all over the, you know, why don't you dry off before you get on the equipment?
Yeah.
You know what's super common that I still see because I work out every once in a while at Club Sport, which is more of an upscale club, but I still see this quite common. It makes me laugh. Why is it that dudes do karate in between sets?
Yeah, there's another common thread.
What's funny is the guy who does karate,
he don't know karate.
He doesn't know karate.
Yeah.
I don't know karate, right? So I don't.
But you know when someone doesn't know karate.
Yeah, but you can really tell when somebody doesn't know karate.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I think?
You watch like one movie and it's like, yeah, I got this.
Now why do you think this is? Do you think this is the dude just feeling fucking? He's feeling alpha because he just lifted.
Oh yeah.
He's like, I'm not gonna sit here and rest.
Weights, whatever. I'm gonna punch the air. Ah! Yeah,
I'm gonna practice my fighting skills in between.
Yeah. It is never impressive.
No, there's one. So at Club Sport downstairs, you guys know they have the punching bags.
Yeah.
So there's this dude that in between sets, he'd walk over the punching bags and then he'd like he'd hit it, but kind of like look at it sideways and walk away.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like he's taunting it.
Yes. Like, he's envisioning it like a person. Yeah. I've seen this guy before.
What are you going to do?
And then boom. And then he did like this back kick, but it was really he just bent his knee behind his back and it's like, walk around. And I'm watching this guy, I'm like, wow. Like,
oh, shit. You don't like, mess with that guy.
Yeah, I'm not like going to. These are the things, too. Okay. I know we're talking about gym etiquette right now, but it is the things that make me miss the gym atmosphere.
Yeah. It is fun.
I loved my desk at Cottle was perfect. I just had this beautiful view of the entire weight room floor, and I could sit there.
It's the most entertaining thing in the world.
Yeah.
Is it not?
Yeah.
Dude.
I feel like if somebody did a reality show in a gym, a legit reality show, it would be, it's got to, I've you see every walks of life and stuff that you couldn't even believe that happened in a gym on a regular basis.
It has to be like a cheap, like price point. So you get like everybody.
Oh,
Like one of those Planet Fitness. Can you imagine what Planet Fitness is probably like?
I can't even imagine.
I almost want to like go investigate.
Well, we're listing off a lot of these like outlandish things, right? That I think people are going like, is that really happened? There's a lot of little things that we have to address that I think some people just don't know, like, because you see some people that work out all the time do this, that bother me, and I think is something that people shouldn't do.
Oh, most annoying. I think I have the most annoying one of all time. And this one really took a spike after the introduction or popularity of CrossFit, because this would happen sometimes before, but then CrossFit took off, and then all of a sudden this was like a big problem. And it's people who reserve
7 pieces of equipment.
Yeah, yeah. Dude. Yeah. They'll set up 5 stations of
I got, you know, 3 more circuits, bro.
Yeah. Dumbbell rack, and they'd have the box over here, and I need this bench over here. I need the machine over here. We got a jump rope over there.
Yeah.
And they would be like, take up the whole gym to do their shitty, you know, poorly programmed workout.
Do your CrossFit elsewhere in your stupid warehouse, you know, by yourself.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I used to make announcements in the gym.
Did you?
Oh yeah, bro. If you're listening right now and you work in a gym and you don't utilize the powerful, shame-bringing tool known as the intercom,
oh God,
you're missing out. It has got to be the most effective way to bring shame upon people. And that's what I used to do. So if there was like a guy, for example, you know, doing curls in front of the rack, and just, you know, so nobody could grab dumbbells, I'd go on the intercom. I'd be like, "Attention, members of guests, hey, you guy with the long hair and wearing the pink stringer tank top." And then I'd wait for him to look, and I'd be like, "Excuse me, I'm talking to you." And he'd look over and be like, "Yeah, you. Can you please not do curls in front of the dumbbell rack?" And the shame
we have to
that it would bring in front of the.
What it sounds like you're talking about is curls in the squat rack, but you're talking about curls in front of the rack, which I think is a common
in front
one.
Of the rack. Yeah,
this is a common one that I see people do all the time that may just not know better. That it, when you do dumbbell curls, it seems natural because a lot of people are doing standing curls to just grab the dumbbells. You grab your 25s or 30s or whatever you're curling, and you just take a step back and you curl right there. But what you don't realize is you block all the people that are trying to walk past the dumbbells.
They need to get the weights.
Right, or re-rack their weights or grab the weights that you're standing right in front of. And so, you know, some gym etiquette is if you're going to do dumbbell curls, looking at yourself in the mirror, which is totally fine, I think acceptable, instead of just taking a single little baby step back, take 2 or 3 giant steps back to allow other people to pass by and re-rack the dumbbells, because that is super annoying to me, especially when you're doing it in front of your 25s and 30s, and I'm carrying the 100-pound dumbbells back over from doing my chest press.
I was going to say
the only exception being like if you're doing dumbbell shrugs, but with like the heaviest weight. Right, and you can get up there close.
I'll allow that. Even that annoys me.
Yeah,
yeah, dude. If you can't handle a weight enough to take 3 steps back or to put it back, I hate to break it to you, bro. That's not a weight you can handle.
Right.
Sorry. Take the weight, put it down. It's too heavy for
there
you.
It is.
You're not strengthening your muscles. You know you're strengthening
this
your ego.
This includes, and this is some of my peers I'll call out, because the men's physique guys and bodybuilder guys are notorious for this, which is the leaning over the dumbbells and doing the dumbbell rows.
Oh, because they put their hand on the dumbbell rack?
Yes.
You know what works equally good for that? A bench.
Right.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Or you don't need to use the dumbbell rack.
And to Justin's point,
it's right behind you.
And to Justin's point, the only way that I think that is okay is if you are picking up the very last ones.
The heaviest.
Because then you're not in the way.
Yeah. If you are rowing the fucking 160s or 200s, whatever your gym goes up to.
I'm gonna leave you alone.
Right. By all means,
if you're actually strong.
Lean over the last dumbbell. That's fine. But if you're doing 80s or 90s, and you're leaning on the hundreds or the 70s to do your rows, get the fuck out of here.
Get out of the way.
Yeah, and here's another one. Now, this is a problem this is a rule in every gym I've ever been in, but I do think that sometimes it's unfair. So I think we should clarify the whole don't drop weights rule. Now, first off, I agree with it. Mm. Don't drop your weights. unless you're lifting some heavy ass fucking weights. Yeah. But if you're using the 20s and you drop them, get out of the gym. Yeah. That's embarrassing. Yeah. If you're using the 150s and you put them down and it's loud, well, yeah, you're using the 150s, you know?
Yeah.
But if you're using the 20s, don't drop the 20s.
That's one that doesn't
bother me. Unless you're a five-year-old working out with the 20s.
Dropping weights doesn't bother me so much because I feel like the dropping weights rule is more to protect the gym and the gym floor. Like that rule came about because...
You've never seen someone drop a weight and have it flip? Towards people?
That's what I'm talking about. Seen people actually, like, as they're coming down out of, like, a deadlift, they slam it into the ground.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
And it's not even that much weight. You're like, come on.
It's like they're beating their chest, like they're a gorilla. Yeah. Look at
they
me.
They want everybody to just watch him. I mean, there is that guy. He exists.
Yeah, I just did side laterals with 30s. You know? Everybody.
Because at one point, there's a fine line there because what's heavy to you may be... You know, what's heavy to you may not be so heavy to somebody else, or flip that. You know, somebody who comes in as 80-pound dumbbells could be extremely heavy for them dropping it. So I'm on the fence with the drop the weights because it just depends on where you're at, how much weight you're carrying. It's like what's heavy to you, and I feel like that rule came in place again to protect the gym floors.
Of course,
yeah. And I don't if I like walk into like an old school gym, I actually love to hear. The weights fucking wham, slamming the ground.
You know what though?
It gets me excited to lift.
You know what though? So we experienced this when we went to Big Tex gym, right? That's the name of it, right? The one in Texas, the one that Ben Pollock works out at.
Yeah. Great gym.
Okay, so one of the best vibes and old school feel gym that I've ever been to, and some of the strongest fucking humans you'll ever see work out there. Also, the most cool. Now they'll drop weights and make a lot of noise. But it's different than the morons that are dropping weights and stuff in the local, you know, fitness club or whatever. Those guys are dropping weights because they want everybody to know that I'm strong and I'm... The guys at Big Tex, they don't have huge egos. They're being cool with everybody. No. They're like, why is it so loud? Oh, yeah, you deadlifted 700 pounds.
Yeah.
Not like you deadlifted 105 and then pushed the weights down to the floor so everybody could hear.
Right.
Because a lot of the energy of these gyms is, look at me. Mm-hmm. Look at me. You know, that's why the dude does karate in between sets because he's like, everybody needs to know how badass I am. And since they can't tell with this exercise, I'm going to make sure I demonstrate my Wing Chun skills.
I love it, especially when they grab the cables to launch them up like a trampoline, and then they karate kick in the air. You've seen those videos.
Why does that happen?
I don't know, but I actually saw it in real life, too. There was a guy at Gold's that did that. You know what else kind of bothers me? And we've brought this up on the show many times, is when people misuse the intent of the machine the exercise. You're like seeing that they're facing backwards, and they're like, you know, pushing it instead of, you know, using their legs.
What's some of the worst ways you guys have seen equipment being used? What's some of the most shocking?
Shocking
or weird or whatever.
Oh, one of them for me was okay. So the line leg curl, I saw somebody laying on their stomach and then using it for
hip thrust. For the neck.
Their head was pulling
up. I've seen that too. Yeah,
I was like, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen the hip thrust done on that. That's common.
Yes. Although that's more acceptable than the neck one.
I've seen the neck one. I've seen a dude rolling his face up and down on that too. I've seen that for sure.
No wonder he didn't get staph infection.
The stepping down on the pull up assisted machine,
it's a leg press.
That's hilarious to me.
You see that in every gym now.
That makes no sense to me because it's wholly ineffective. If you want to do a one legged leg press, use a leg press because if you use enough weight to actually do anything, then you'll stand on it and it won't go down.
Right, or step up yourself. Like step up onto a step holding weight.
It's so weird. Yeah. It's
more effective.
You know what it is? It is literally either somebody who saw someone doing it on Instagram, so they thought I need to do this, or it's another way for someone to be like, hey, look at me.
I blame our trainers. This is stuff that I feel like...
Getting too creative.
Yes. I feel like the trainers perpetuate this. We get and the reason why I say that in smirking, because I know that I did this stuff. Like
trying to get creative with
it. Yeah, try to get creative and show people different things. You know, like, oh, check this out. Have you ever used shrugs? Have you ever used a calf machine for shrugs? You know, like have you ever used...
So you've curled, but have you curled balancing on a stability ball?
Right.
I
think that one, the shoulder press on the leg press, I think is comical.
I've seen that, and that makes zero sense to me at all. But the worst I've ever seen, and I've seen a lot of crazy shit. I saw a guy use a lat pull down bar, and then he's like hanging onto it, and he's using his knees to pull him down, and he's just twisting his body.
Oh yeah,
like side to side,
like a helicopter.
And then you would add weight. I'm like, why are you adding weight? The resistance isn't being used, but The worst I ever saw was a guy juggling dumbbells. Like he,
what?
Yeah. He was literally practicing juggling.
Was he good?
With dumbbells. To his credit, he had some skills. And I walked over to him and I'm like,
you're like, okay.
I literally said to him, I said, are you a professional juggler? He's like, no, I just like to practice. Like, can you not practice with the dumbbells? Like, something happens to you. You know what I mean? Yeah. We might have to be, you know, we're going to be kind of liable for this type of thing.
That's weird.
You know what's really common now that was not common when I was running gyms, only because the technology didn't exist. But now I see it. And actually, I actually had a situation recently with this. Where I had confronted a guy is I see people using the equipment, the benches, the leg press, whatever, like a texting station.
Oh.
And it's not just texting in between sets, which I don't mind. If you're doing a minute rest and you're going to text, fine. I still think you're not being present, but sometimes I do it because I have to do work. But literally sitting there for 20 minutes and they're just sitting there and they're texting and they're not unracking the weight. Mm-hmm. I went up to a guy. And I said, hey, can you text somewhere else so I can work out? And I started unracking the weights, and he got up and moved. But
see, that's just taking on a new form. That's always been there. That's been the guy that brings in the newspaper before. Yeah. You know, he sits right there and he turns the page.
You're right. It has
what the hell are you doing, old man?
Yeah, right. It has taken a new form.
That's true. I remember that.
There used to be a lady who used to read her book on the leg press.
Yeah.
I remember
novel, huh?
She's reading like a romance novel and she's like leg pressing, you know, like every couple of minutes she gets a couple of reps in and then she goes back to reading. I'm like, dude, you can't read your novel at the leg press machine for 45 minutes. You gotta let people come work in.
You know what I would like, yeah. And this doesn't need to be a rule, but I would like this to be a rule, is I know that spandex has really made a huge impact on fitness, and it's from the early days.
Lululemon has changed the landscape.
Yeah, please don't hate on this.
No. I just don't think men should wear. I don't need to know.
Spandex are discouraged for men.
I don't need to know if you're circumcised.
Oh, God.
Dude.
You're like, I know what religion you are.
Bro, I mean, you ever seen some of these guys? They'll wear they'll tuck their shirt in on top of it, and they'll wear a spandex pants, and you could see the entire outline of their penis.
Wow.
And it's like, that's a little bit. Maybe they want that. I don't know.
Yeah, that's some kind of signaling.
Yeah, I don't think you should be wearing that.
Maybe. How do you guys teach people as far as the etiquette to working in? Like, what is the general rule? Like, how many people can work in? Is it, do you let people work in with you? Like, what's the rule? Ooh.
You know what the irony of this one is, Adam? Is that the most hardcore, consistent members were the ones that would let people work in and would be cool. You know who were always assholes about this? The people who never worked out and that are just the seasonal members.
Right.
I would see them be assholes to other people. And it would be like a selectorized machine, which selectorized equipment's easy to work in. I just move the pin. Yeah. So it's not like I'm unracking 15, you know, plates or whatever. And they'd be assholes about it. They'd be like, hey, you mind if I work in? They'd be like,
I'm using it.
Yeah, no, I got five sets left. You know, and I'd overhear this and I'd walk over and be like, actually, why don't you let him work in since all you have to do is move a pin, you dick.
Yeah.
So I think you should definitely let people work in, unless, of course, it's, you know, you have to unrack, you know, like 15 plates off the bench or whatever.
Yeah, machines definitely make sense for that. Like,
yeah,
you have no excuse. Like you got to have a rest period anyways. Like apply your rest period. Let somebody in.
Yeah, I think you have to always let a single person work in, right? So if I'm on a piece of equipment and I'm using it and a person wants to come in and work in, totally fine, because it makes sense rest period wise and everything like that to allow someone to. Most people aren't resting less than a 45 second or a minute that it takes to complete a set. If you and your three buddies come over and they want to work in with me, I might say, well, let me finish my four sets before you get in and work.
I don't know about a group of people trying to come all in my space. You know? Yeah. Like, thanks.
Well, that's why I say you got to clarify this, because there's certain things that absolutely.
Well, that's the etiquette for the other person, right? Don't ask to work in if you're showing up with your buddy.
Right.
And you're like, hey, can we all work in?
Right.
No. Can I work in? Yes.
Right.
And oftentimes what I ask, just to be polite, if you want to ask somebody to work in, is you say, how long are your rest periods? Do you mind if I work in while you rest? That's the way I ask, because somebody could very well be doing 15-second rest periods, in which case it might not work for me to work in. But usually it's, you know, 30 seconds, 60 seconds, or usually an hour, you know, a minute.
I've had people try and work in when I'm doing squats or something, and I'm just like, no. You know, like, no, go no. away. Because I mean, the weights, I'm going to have to take them off, put them back on, take them off, put them back on. And it was like, I'm like, dude, I'll be 10 more minutes max. You know, I will look for you. I will find you. I will grab you and place you there.
No, that makes a lot of sense. But machines, God, who cares?
Yeah.
Change the freaking
pants. Well, that's why I think it's important, because I think there's a gray area here. There's stuff that I think if you're somebody who is using a squat rack and somebody wants to come over and work in and they want to do deadlifts on the platform or something behind it, you know, that's just ridiculous because the time to pull the barbell down, rack it for your weight, put it back up like that, you're killing my rest periods completely and you're going to throw off my entire routine.
I actually had a guy once while I was training one of my clients on, I think it was a hack squat, a guy actually walks up and starts unracking the hack squat while we're doing reps.
Yes.
That's a true story.
That's awesome.
Wow.
While my client was going up and down with the weight, as she's coming up, he comes over and starts taking weights off.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, I almost body slammed
that guy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, man. Get the fuck out of my gym.
What an asshole.
Buddy.
How about the couples that work together?
Making out and shit in the gym?
Yeah, those are
good. Oh, my God. Dude.
I saw a guy and a girl work. I saw a guy and a guy do this too. So this is not
exclusive.
Yeah, it's not exclusive to men and women. It could be also men and men. I've seen do this where one of them, same exact thing, by the way, scenario. One of them is doing the cable row, and the way that the other person's spotting them is obviously
from behind.
Sitting late on the bench with them. So they're straddling the bench up close and kind of wrapping their arms around like,
This is like the trainer with the hot client move, right?
Oh,
here.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we see
buddy.
This all the time.
Or remember this, the spotting the hot chick with like holding her.
Spotting like deadlifts squats. Good morning.
When you squat, you bear hug her from behind so and you help creepy. Her.
Yeah. We need to teach trainers how to spot people properly, don't we? That's totally inappropriate. I had to teach a trainer, actually, I had to write him up for this because he did it second time after I talked to him. You know when you're stretching a client out, doing like, you know, it's like static stretching, but you're pushing it a little more?
You're lifting one leg up.
Yeah, so you're on the floor with them.
They're way too
and
close.
You have their leg up, you know, in your hand or maybe even on your shoulder to stretch it. Well, the appropriate way to do this is to have your head on the outside of their leg and to not make eye contact. So because think about this position.
And if not thrust your hips
forward. Yeah, if you're laying down on your back and your trainer has your leg up on their shoulder and they're pushing it down to stretch your hamstring, your head has to be on the outside and you look away. Even if you're talking to him, you look away. No, I had this fucking trainer who would put his head on the inside.
Make eye contact.
Yeah, and he's making eye contact with
him. How does that feel?
Yeah, and I'm like, oh.
I'm taking care of you.
I feel like I need to, I don't know, I feel weird about
it. So about that next contract, are you going to be re-signing next week?
Yeah, tell me where you can feel this. do you feel that?
So I got all my clients to re-sign.
Yeah, look at my hands.
There you go.
No, terrible. But those are things you need to teach.
Yeah, the gym
trainers.
Couple thing, it's funny because that always exists. You always see I've seen crazy stuff where they do pull-ups together. One of them's wrapped around the other person and they're thinking they're being all cute.
I blame Instagram for this bullshit.
100%.
Yeah.
Couple goals, all that bullshit.
Perpetuated that for sure.
Oh, unbelievable. Please wear underwear. If you have really short shorts on, men.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, please do this. I've seen...
Especially doing any kind of adductor machine.
I've seen way too many balls because of this. And you know what these are? It's typically an older man who's in his late 40s to whatever.
Yeah.
And he's wearing the 1970s Lakers basketball shorts. You know, you ever watch?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Go look at some old videos of, you know, basketball in the 1970s. And you know what I'm talking
about.
It's
like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you know.
Yeah, dude. And it's got the slit up the side and shit.
Homeboy's proud, man.
Yeah.
And proud of who he's working with.
He doesn't care.
Oh,
he doesn't care.
I used to love, you know, again, things you get fired for. Right? I used to love fucking with some of our trainers. I'd be like, hey, bro, follow me. I want to show you something real quick. And the trainer would be like, okay, boss, no problem.
Right there.
If you follow me, I'd be like, and we'd stand somewhere. And I'd be like, okay, here's what I want you to do. Can you look to your left real quick and look to the... Oh, man. Like, now go tell the guy to put some underwears on. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What about the attire that you wear? This is something that... And this was a hard one for me. And where I would get a female client that would... Or a member that would come up to me and, you know, tell me that, you know, some members, like, looking at them creepy. And that totally do not justify that. And I would definitely go speak to this guy. But a lot of times this would happen and it would happen and it would be, and I would see the attire this girl's wearing and I'm like, well, Jesus, like she's wearing like shorts that are super tight and short and showing everything. Her hair's done, makeup's done.
And she's got like a
tits are coming
she's
out
got
of her.
The bra. Or
yeah,
whatever.
the tube bra thing going on, and then wondering why this creep is staring at her across the gym. And yeah. I'm like, fuck, man. Like, yeah. You put me in such an awkward situation. Like, I got to go over and address this guy, but at the same time, too, I'm like, if that really bothers you. Like, maybe choose a different piece of attire. And that's a tough thing to, like, what do you say to that?
Yeah, because it doesn't excuse somebody. It doesn't give a right to somebody to objectify you. But at the same time, you're going to get people who react to you if you wear a clothing that's designed to elicit a reaction. Look, just like the guy with the basketball shorts from 1975 whose balls are hanging out, he got a lot of stares.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got a lot of people staring at him because shit's hanging out of his shorts. And so, yeah, don't wear just – a lot of gyms now have dress clothes, though. It wasn't like this for a long time. But now a lot of gyms, if you go into a gym and you're dressed like you're going to the beach, a lot of times the staff will come up to you and tell you you need to change your clothes or whatever. Or it'll be in the contract. They'll be – because it can be totally distracting – to wear certain things in the gym.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are a high percentage of people that go to the gym to like find, you know, hook up and like find somebody. It's like a meat market, for some people.
Bro, there were locations, there were, because 24 Hour Fitness had tons of locations. There were locations that we were made aware of that were hotspots.
Oh, right.
They were actually placed, they were meetups because one of the challenges of running gyms that are 24 hours is the off hours, the twilight hours.
Yes.
And in the twilight hours, there would be maybe one staff member in the gym. You had like a porter or someone at the front desk, and you're talking about a 30,000 square foot facility. There's a lot of nooks and crannies that you can hide in. You can go in the locker room. You can whatever. And I remember, dude, I had one of my assistant managers that worked for me a while ago. He had transferred out of a club because this club became a hotspot for men to meet up and do all kinds of crazy shit in the locker room.
This
and
was super popular in San Francisco.
Was it?
Super popular. Yeah, nope. It was on Craigslist. They used to have and it was known for years, like 2 a.m, they would meet in the steam room and there'd be a gangbang.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And they had such a hard time policing it because it's 2 a.m. and you have like, you know, you have the young kid who's like 20 years old, who's like the overnight manager, you know, and who's running just the front desk. Like,
he's like, hey, break it up, guys.
Yeah, right. He's not going to go in and stop like 15 dudes going into each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not happening.
Well, so because the way it would work is, and I'm very familiar with what you're talking about. They actually, you know, talk to us about this.
Mm-hmm.
The steam room, for anybody who's ever used a steam room, it's hard to see inside from the outside. And once you open the door, you have to adjust to see what's happening. And what they used to do with this club is they had one guy would stand outside the door, and his job was to knock on the window or the door to let them know that someone's walking in. So catching them doing this was hard to do. But what ended up happening is you would they used to plan this is they would rush the steam room, then they'd open the door, and what they would find is a bunch of dudes sitting around with erections. Because the guys got the, like, they knew right away, oh, someone's coming in. They'd sit down. But what do you say? You know what I mean? You can't have an erection in here.
That's not allowed.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, you can't get excited in here. You can't get too happy in here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that shit used to happen, dude. Speaking of which,
it does happen.
We've talked about this before. You guys have had to kick a guy out of the shower for handling himself.
Yeah.
That is an awkward conversation.
Yeah.
That is a very, very
difficult. And believe it or not, happens more than once. That's happened more than once for me in gyms, too. It's like, well, you would think that that's an obvious one. Like, leave that for home, dude.
What do you say?
Yeah.
It's so.
Please don't jerk off in the shower.
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah, that's the only thing you can say.
And so don't look at me. You know what I mean? Yeah. Stop looking at me.
Yeah. What about the here's one that is shouldn't be common, but unfortunately is. I don't know why this is common, but so I ran clubs for big commercial gyms cumulatively maybe 4 years, and I can think of maybe three off the top of my head times where I had to go in the shower and I had to either me or my porter had to clean up poop in the shower.
Yeah, this happened.
What a weird thing.
Isn't it a cultural thing?
I don't know, I really believe
in holes.
Yeah, I think that there's cultures that do that, that like
in the shower,
yeah,
or in
like,
holes.
Yeah, like it's a normal thing.
And then what do? They push it down the The great?
I don't know.
Just leave it.
I don't know enough to speak on it, but I believe that's the same. It's there's also cultures that will that you would stand over the toilet. This was a big thing.
Oh, yeah, and you'd see footprints.
Yes.
Yeah.
When I first came to Capital McKee.
The original squatty potty.
I'll never forget this because I was completely, just could not figure this out. But you would go in the stall, and we would get in there, and I'd get in there on these mornings, and there would be shit on the sides of the stall, the wall, all over the toilet. I'd be like, someone's ass exploded.
Oh, this is this they made the rounds of all the clubs. Wow. I know exactly.
Well, that's why I don't know if it's the same person. I think it's a cultural thing, and it was because what I found out was they would stand on the toilet and they would shit.
And if they had an explosive
diarrhea or anything like that, yeah, this is what it would happen.
Everywhere. It was gonna spray everywhere.
Yeah,
so disgusting.
Weird. No, I went.
What is wrong with people?
No, I got called into the shower because there was a fully formed, very healthy. This guy had a healthy gut. This was like a 3 or 4 on the Bristol scale.
Great consistency.
Yeah, if you don't know what the Bristol scale is, look it up. A 3 or 4, mm-hmm. So you can see it's a fully formed turd, right. Just fucking sitting next to the
peanuts and all
next to oh, he had corn
nuts
next to the drain, and it was just chilling there in the drain. And I was a young manager, and I really didn't know what to do. I should have gotten a plastic bag and just picked it up and flushed it, but I thought to myself,
but it's human.
Yeah, I thought to myself, I'm gonna close off the shower, and I'm gonna use the high pressure hose that's in the shower to spray it down the drain or break it up into bits, and then I'll get my guy to come and just scrub it down.
That sounds like one of those ideas that went horribly wrong.
Right. It was stupid because I brought my dude and one of my staff members in there because I'm not going to do this by myself. Someone's going to watch this happen. And so he stood off to the side. So he's to my left, and I'm just... Yeah, so it takes me about, I don't know, 30 seconds to a minute. It dissolved pretty well. Just... goes down, and then I look at my staff member, and I was like, "Uh-oh, you got shit speckles all over your all over your pants, buddy.
Oh. You're standing downwind."
My apologies.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
You're a jerk.
And they went in there and scrubbed it out. But I can't believe that one's not the only time I've ever had to do that or seen that.
No, like shit in the shower is a thing. That's happened, and not just in men's locker rooms. By the way, I remember like talking to Barbara. Like she had to go in there. She gets so mad coming out. This shit in the shower again.
Yeah, like, again. I think it's a cultural thing, yeah. Right? There's definitely cultures that do stuff like this.
Now I'm sure you guys could appreciate this. How funny was it when people would come out and be like, "There's whatever in the locker room. There's shit or whatever." And then did you ever get the sigh of relief when it was a woman's locker room?
Yeah.
I'm not allowed in there.
Yeah, sorry, I can't go in there.
Your problem.
Yeah, you're going to have to go clean that up. It sucks. That really
bummer.
That shit. Sucks for you. Yeah, I've seen almost everything. I think there's two things that make gyms, three things that make it more likely that you're going to see some crazy shit. One is if it's a really low price gym. So that's obvious, right? If everybody can work out there, you're going to work out with everybody.
You're going to get everybody.
You're going to get everybody. The second two aren't so obvious, and that is if there's a basketball court and if there's a pool.
Yeah.
Because I've run gyms without basketball courts and pools, and I have had you don't get nearly as much.
Less fights.
Way less fights. Basketball court, you're going to get a fight.
Every day.
Minimum basically. Once a month.
Yeah.
Minimum once a month.
I mean, and scuffles at least.
Yeah. How often would you guys have to call ambulance to the gym? That was pretty.
I'd say once or twice a month.
Right? Yeah. Right?
About that.
Somebody passing out or, you know, something happening. Somebody's getting a bloody nose from the basketball court. Yeah.
Yeah. So I, at some point, because it became such a regular thing that it would happen every month, is I would, whenever they, because what they would do is every time you call the ambulance, the fire truck would show up, ambulance would show up. It's usually somebody passing out or whatever. And again, it happens like once a month. And what they would do is, because they're an emergency vehicle, they'd park right in front of the gym. And the one on Santa Teresa, you know, the front is the big windows that shine into the gym. So they'd park in front of the gym and they'd have the lights flashing. Mm-hmm. So the whole gym would have like lights flashing through the gym. It was a great opportunity to run a sale on apparel. I'll tell you that much right now. I used to make an announcement. We're having an emergency sale at the front desk.
Red light sale.
Everything's 20% off. So I was like, there's our monthly sale right there.
So I was like, perfect. I'm getting the smoke machine.
Yeah, let's hit those numbers.
Well, I think we covered, man. I think we covered all the things and the rules that the average gym member should know if walking into a gym.
If you go to the gym, please follow these rules. Don't do the stuff that we just talked about that you shouldn't do. And please do the good stuff
right.
That we talked about.
Mind your members. members.
And you'll have a good experience. Also, you can go to mindpumpfree.com and download any of our guides for free. We have guides on fitness, fat loss, nutrition, personal training, quite a few. They're all absolutely free. Make sure you go check them out. You can also find us all on Instagram. You can find Justin at Mind Pump Justin. You can find me at Mind Pump Sal and Adam at Mind Pump Adam.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. If your goal is to build and shape your body, dramatically improve your health and energy, and maximize your overall performance, check out our discounted RGB Super Bundle at mindpumpmedia.com. The RGB Super Bundle includes MAPS Anabolic, MAPS Performance, and MAPS Aesthetic, 9 months of phased expert exercise programming designed by Sal, Adam, and Justin to systematically transform the way your body looks, feels, and performs. With detailed workout blueprints and over 200 videos, the RGB Super Bundle is like having Sal, Adam, and Justin as your own personal trainers, but at a fraction of the price. The RGB Super Bundle has a full 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can get it now plus other valuable free resources at mindpumpmedia.com. If you enjoy this show, please share the love by leaving us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes and by introducing Mind Pump to your friends and family. We thank you for your support, and until next time, this is Mind Pump.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.